reading, and I want to read this to you because this is the Reproductive Freedom for All constitutional amendment. This is what's being pushed by the ACLU, an attempt to put radicalized abortion on the ballot and in the Constitution. There's a 92-word summary of the amendment that appears in the petitions and will appear on the ballot in November if enough valid signatures are collected. Constitutional Amendment 2, establish new individual right to reproductive freedom, including a right to make and carry out all decisions about pregnancy, such as prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, abortion, miscarriage management, and infertility. Here's the sentence that's confusing in the middle. Allow a state to prohibit abortion after fetal viability unless needed to protect a patient's life or physical or mental health. So if you're stressed out by being pregnant and it's the day before the child would be born, you can legally kill that child under this language. It continues. Forbid state discrimination in enforcement of this right. Prohibit prosecution of an individual or a person helping a pregnant individual for exercising rights established by this amendment, and invalidate all state laws that conflict with this amendment. So, laws that would be affected by the Anything Goes Abortion Amendment, the 1931 law that protects unborn life. Increased penalties for late-term abortions when babies are fully formed. Well, that would be out the window, of course. Requiring abortion centers to satisfy the same minimum health standards as other surgical centers, that would be gone. Abortion procedures could only be performed by doctors, not nurses or non-medical professionals. Anybody could do it now. Hell, your mechanic could do it. Babies that are born alive during an abortion procedure are protected and cared for. Not here, they're not. Parental consent for minors considering whether to take the life of the child. Not here. Parents have no say. It establishes new individual right to reproductive freedom, including the right to make and carry out all decisions about pregnancy. That's the first sentence. Parents, you're out. Law requiring that medical complications in an abortion procedure be reported to authorities. Not here. A ban on trafficking in fetuses. Gone. Partial birth abortion, legal now. Protecting the conscious rights of hospitals and doctors who decline to take unborn human life. No. If they want an abortion, you have to do it. Taxpayer-funded Medicaid dollars cannot be used for abortions. They can now. A law that stops school employees from helping minors get an abortion, that'd be gone. Informed consent about abortion, gone. 24-hour waiting period, gone. Information on fetal development and abortion procedure, gone. Ultrasound viewing, gone. The prohibition on chemical poisons that are used for abortion, gone. Health insurance would be required to cover abortion. Allocation of funds for family planning. The Pregnant Parenting Student Services Fund. The Stillborn Tax Equity. The Michigan Surrogate Parenting Act. Ultrasound equipment grants for family planning providers. Advertising restrictions on centers that perform abortions. All of that gone. They could advertise all they want. Any city or county law prohibiting abortion in their health insurance coverage, gone. Statutory rape laws, gone. A prohibition on human cloning, gone. The Prenatal Protection Act, gone. Search warrants for DNA of terminated unborn child in connection with solving crimes like rape, gone. And it just goes on. This is what is being put forth. The Reproductive Freedom for All constitutional amendment to establish new individual rights to reproductive freedom, including the right to make and carry out all decisions about pregnancy, prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, abortion, miscarriage management, and infertility. There would be no rules about abortion. None. None. It's as radical as New York and New Jersey. 80% of Americans, by the way, find the whole idea of third trimester abortions repugnant, as they should. Should be 100%, but you can't account for some people, unfortunately. You just can't. And, well, this is what's going to be put. You know what? I'm of the opinion that if this makes it to the ballot, to the election in November, I'm going to have faith in my fellow Michigan residents that you can vote properly and understand that third trimester abortions are not something you would support. Give me faith in humanity here. Give me faith in humanity here, please. Because to vote any other way would be, it wouldn't be what I believed. And I don't think it's what you believe. And if we can defeat it at the ballot box, we can make it go away for a while, all right? They never quit, but for a while. I appreciate you being here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. Read Liberty Page every day. She'll make you grow up big and healthy and strong. Yes, she will. Liberty Page, right there at stevegruber.com. She is insightful, full of snark and wisdom all at the same time in one handy-dandy reusable package. And you can find out a lot more. See videos from America's Voice Live, which I host every day, 2 to 4 Eastern on America's Voice News. You can watch that program with me every single day. Why not? 2 to 4, record it, play it later, tell your friends, gather around, make some popcorn. It's all good fun. Final thoughts after this. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.